But most people could probably lose weight eating 2,000 calories. Most people, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but majority of people would probably lose weight eating a hell of a lot more than what they think. I'm on a mission in life to have no limitations, to have no one put limitations on me, have myself not put limitations on myself, to be driven, to be ambitious, to be happy, to be positive, to set out on a goal and achieve goals, to believe in myself if I want to achieve something. And that's what I want for everyone else as well. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, welcome back to the Adam Aveling podcast, the podcast all about self-improvement, personal development, working on yourself and becoming the best possible version of yourself, and also some health and fitness on the side too, because that is what I do. So hope everyone is doing well. So I've not done an episode like this for a little bit of time, and it's going to be a Q&A episode. So I put out on my social media asking for some questions, and I've got some really good ones. So we're going to get straight into it. So the first question, and I'm really glad someone asked this actually, because I spoke about this recently on a webinar that I did for my members, and I think I've been thinking a lot about this, and it's one is, I'm going on holiday but trying to lose weight, what advice would you give? And first of all, with the advice that I always give to my members, my clients, is you're going on holiday to enjoy yourself, like enjoy yourself, don't be stressed about trying to lose weight, or like obviously try and make good decisions if you can, try and stay active, like maybe go for some swims and like get some steps in, but you're going on holiday to enjoy yourself and you want to come back feeling refreshed, feeling reset, feeling zen, ready to kick on again, because that's what holidays are there for. They're there to help you refresh, reset, and you don't want to be stressing about. But there's a funny thing that happens when you're on holiday, and I call it the holiday syndrome, and it's why do we feel amazing when we're on holiday? Obviously, I know we're not at work, but like I always put it down to we're disconnected a lot more from our phones. We're not constantly scrolling through social media. We're talking to our loved ones more, with our friends, family, even meeting new people. We're socialising. We're out exploring, we're being more active, we're getting more steps in, we're going for walks on the beach, we're swimming more, we're playing tennis, we're eating good healthy food, we're getting cooked salmon, steaks, like vegetables, nice things from cooks. So we're eating, our nutrition's on point and we feel amazing. And often I say, like, if you can transfer a little bit of what we do on holiday to at home, and I know people are going to say, oh yeah, but it's not easy to do that when you're working, but maybe try and find a way to incorporate a little bit of what we do on holiday that makes us feel good, like just being outside in the fresh air, getting sunlight more, going for walks more, swimming, like eating good healthy food, socializing, going off our phones a little bit, not constantly scrolling through social media, which I'm guilty of as well. And I call it the holiday syndrome because we feel amazing on holiday and sometimes we need to try and find a way just to get a little bit more of that into our at-home lives. And that's kind of what I try and do with the coaching program that I do as well. I speak about a lot of those kind of things because sometimes we get so fixated on weight loss that we forget that if you feel good, if you put yourself in a good place, that weight loss will kind of just happen. And that's kind of what I try and do with my coaching. So yeah, that was number one. Number two, biggest piece of training advice. Just stay consistent. I'd say my biggest job as a coach is to help people to stay consistent. Number one, like my biggest role is helping people stay consistent. If you stay consistent for a long period of time, you're going to get to where you want to get to. You definitely, the results that you're going to see, and I think a lot of what people do is they want fast, and when they're not seeing that, it's easy to get discouraged. And my biggest job is to say, look, you can get there, you just need to keep going. And like I'm pretty much like a cheerleader to try and just get people to stay committed, stay consistent, and the results will come. And that goes for anything really, whether it be training, whether it be work, business, relationships. You've just got to stay committed, stay consistent. And especially when it comes to training, you keep using progressive overload and just keep trying to show up every single week and trying to get better. You are going to get better. Like, there's no question about it. Whether that be an extra kilogram on the barbell, whether it be an extra rep, whether that be you're performing your squats a little bit better and you're getting more out of them and you're feeling it more and you're connecting with the muscle more. If you stay consistent, you use progressive overload over a long period of time, you're going to see results. You definitely are. I think in today's society, we're so fixated on fast because we're so used to getting everything fast. We can order our food from our phone, we can order a taxi from our phone, it'll be here in 2 minutes, we can literally get anything done like that. And I think sometimes we just need to remember that if you want something doing, it's going to be hard and you have to put the work in, and over a long period of time you're going to get there, and stay consistent with it. And that is my biggest piece of training advice. Hopefully that helped. Number three, favourite exercise. So for me, my favourite exercise in the gym is without doubt deadlifts. I love it. It's a raw, it makes you feel like a Viking, picking the weight up off the floor, putting it back down. Like, it's not an easy exercise. And it, I think one of the reasons that I really enjoy deadlifting is because I have the fear when I go to pick it up, especially when I'm pushing, especially when I'm pushing myself and it's like I'm going for like a personal best. It puts that fear in me and it gives me that energy and it excites me a little bit. And I feel like that exercise is probably the most that it does that to me out of all the exercises. So I'd probably have to say deadlifts are my favourite, and I just enjoy picking weight up, putting it back on the floor, and it feels good and it releases feel-good hormones. So deadlifts are my favourite. Number four, hardest thing as a coach. Hardest thing for me, I'd probably say as a coach, is I think for me, so one of the things that I do, I try and reverse what a lot of people have done years and years of yo-yo dieting. And I think one of the things that people assume is that they have to drop the calories down to 1,000, 1,200 or 1,000, like quite low compared to, but most people could probably lose weight eating 2,000 calories. If you're staying active, if you're eating the right foods, if you're doing a little bit of strength training, like you could probably, most people, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but majority of people would probably lose weight eating a hell of a lot more than what they think. And a lot of people go to me, and this is why it's the hardest thing for me being a coach, when I give them the meal plan and the calories, and they say, I don't usually diet on this much food. And they say, I usually diet on 1,400. But I say to them, well, you wouldn't be in this position looking for another diet if that's worked in the past. You have to put your faith in this. And like, this goes back to doing something over a long period of time. If you set your diet up or set sort of your goalposts up as in a year's time, you're not looking for that quick fix. You're not thinking this has to be done within a month or 2 months. And that's when you can really adhere to a diet. That's when you can set your calories a little bit higher. You don't have to go as aggressive on the diet. And that's where it becomes a lifestyle, because you're not starving yourself and you're enjoying it, because you're fueling yourself upright and you're getting energy in through your food and you're putting that into working out. Like I've spoke about before, I call it the feel-good feeling loop. You feel good from eating good, healthy food. You're getting energy in through that food, and then you're putting that energy into working out, and you feel great from working out. And I call it the feel-good feeling loop. And if you can stay in that feel-good feeling loop, your body goals, your physical goals will often take care of themselves if you're training in the right way. Number five, what do you wish everyone knew about weight loss? I'd probably have to say it's that they could diet on a hell of a lot more food than what they are. Like I feel like with modern day society, with diet culture over the past 20, 30 years, Slimming Worlds, Weight Watchers, these kind of things, people think that you have to really aggressive diet, but you could probably, like I spoke about, lose weight eating, most people eating a hell of a lot more than what they do when they start dieting. I always say, like, people probably eat a hell of a lot when they're not dieting, when they're not thinking about anything. The average consumption of calories is probably around, this is off the top of my head, 2,800. But then when people start dieting, they think they have to cut the calories down to 1,000. And then there's a massive gulf there between what they usually eat and what they're eating when they're dieting. And there's no wonder they can't adhere to a diet doing that, because it's too restrictive. And I wish people just knew that they could probably eat a hell of a lot more than what they are eating. And if they are eating more, they're going to give themselves more energy, and the NEAT, so the non-exercise activity thermogenesis, so the amount of calories that they're burning when they're not exercising, goes up massively, because your energy's up, so you're moving about a lot more. If you've got no energy and you're not fueling yourself upright for your diet, then you're sat here talking like this and you're burning no calories because you're wanting to consume all your energy. But if you're fueling yourself upright, you're talking like this, you're moving, you're twitching, and you're burning more calories without even realizing it. So I wish people knew that you don't have to starve yourself. You can still lose weight eating good, healthy food, as long as you're doing the right things, as long as you're staying active, you can definitely do that. So, number seven, where do I start just getting into fitness? I'm getting older, I've just started putting on weight. So this, getting into fitness is very simple. It really is. Like, all you have to do is start moving your weight, start moving yourself, start getting active, start looking at trying to eat a higher protein diet, start tidying your diet up a little bit, having balance as well, making sure not to cut out all your favorite food, because if you cut out all your favorite food, you're never going to stick at a diet doing that. So if you enjoy eating chocolate, maybe just cut down a little bit. Maybe start by looking at trying to get a little bit more protein in for your diet, getting a little bit more vegetables here and there. And then when it comes to training, like, start by doing bodyweight exercises, doing squats, doing dips, doing lunges, doing sit-ups. Like, all these things are going to really start helping, and then you can start progressive and doing that. And honestly, the sky is your oyster then, because you can really start getting into weightlifting. You can start getting into whatever you enjoy that gets the body moving, that gets the heart rate up, is going to be good for you. So hopefully that helps if you're looking to start getting into fitness. And it's never, ever too late. I always say, I wish I could have gave my grandma, and hopefully she's not watching, but I wish I could have given my grandma a training program when she was younger, because she's 80 now. She's just had her 80th, and she, bless her, she can barely move. And I wish she'd have done a strength training program. And I wish I could have gone back in time and said, here, do these bodyweight exercises for the next 20, 30 years. I think we often forget that exercise is more important for longevity more than anything. I was in the gym the other day, and this 84-year-old came up to me. Well, he was sat next to me, actually, and I started chatting to him, and he was saying that it's the best thing he's ever done, and he's still lifting weights, and he looks amazing at 84. I had my camera with me. I wish I'd have recorded it. Maybe I'm going to record him next time. But it just reminded me that doing these kind of things is the best thing that you can do, best investment you can make in yourself. And you will not realize until you look back when you're 70, 80, 90, and you're like, thank God I got into resistance training. Thank God I was making those smart decisions. So yeah, I know we don't like to think about how far ahead we go, but sometimes you've got to. Want to start making content, but not sure where to start. The biggest piece of advice that I can give for that is just, it's a hard one really, because I think you've just got to, like, it's just doing the reps. Like, I remember the first time I started recording myself, and it felt so, so uncomfortable. It felt like talking to a camera felt like I was talking to an alien, and I used to stutter, I used to hate it, I used to get, like, I couldn't get my words out. I used to be able to talk to someone, but then I couldn't talk to a camera. It was weird. And the more I did it, the just better that you get at doing it. So, yeah, it's just reps, just trying to do as much as possible. So I'm going to end the podcast there, because Bo is crying and she wants a bottle, doesn't she, Tay?
She does indeed.
So hopefully you enjoyed this Q&A. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next one.